Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. Day number five, we are going to begin again with prayer. Evil never quits, you know that? And the blind are easily led, so let's try not to be the blind. In the prayer of Jabez, he says, "Oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my territory, that your hand would be with me and that you would keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain." So God granted him what he requested. No, God, as your people, we do ask these things for such a time as this. When it appears that evil is all around us, we know that you are ever present and still in control. We ask, O God, that you protect our president and his family. Be with our vice president and his family. Give them and their administration wisdom, strength, and bold faith and discernment in all things. There is a cloud of evil over this nation. Let not your people remain blind to this. Remove the scales from our eyes and our hearts, that we might seek your face and your righteousness. We are not called to a life of leisure. You have called each one of us for your purpose. As if enlisted on your battleship, while some are busy with the task of saving those who are drowning from the torrent waters, others are manning the cannons of prayer as evil surrounds the vessel. Still others are in charge of feeding the crew. We all have a calling. May we not take our tasks lightly. May CSC Talk Radio be your ship, a ship that battles evil, but speaks truth and feeds the multitude. May we, your people, bring hope and peace, common sense and calm to the sea that is raging around us. Give us strength, O God, and boldness to be your witness and your instrument. We ask your forgiveness for all of our weakness and our failures, for when we have turned our hearts away from you. All these petitions we bring to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Today, as we face the active evil of governing, we have with us a friend. I call her a good friend. She's a woman of God. She's not afraid to speak her faith. And she helps us with some wisdom and common sense. We talk about gold. We talk about silver. We talk about personal responsibility. Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading joins us today. Boy, I ran that together. Discount Gold and Silver Trading joins us today. Good morning, Melody. How are you doing?
I'm doing just great. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I think of you. thank you. God bless you. I think of you every day when some new piece of news, you know, the breaking news, it's always breaking news, happens, and I think about your prediction of activity, and I know I say this about every time I have you on the air, but I can't help it, because you predicted it would be active, and I don't even think you knew how active it was going to be, with the distractions and all the things that have taken place and continue to take place, and many things, and I know you know this, Melody, that are going on we're not being told about. Last Wednesday, the Senate decided to take a vote, and they nullified the president's Emergency Act and the moving of the monies that he did. They've nullified that, and 11 of the Republicans voted against the president on that particular thing. And whether you're for it or against it, it's the fact that they do this while they think nobody's looking. And while we're chasing down these impeachments and lawyers here and lawyers there and lawsuits here and lawsuits there, and they're still doing their dastardly deeds and spending money that doesn't belong to them.
It's it's all by design. And I've said that so many times. If I had a penny for every time I said that, I wouldn't have to work anymore. So, you know, and, you know, you're absolutely correct. It's distractions. It's drama. And, you know, you weed through all the noise and let's get to the reality of things. But, you know, a lot of people don't really want to seek reality. They, you know, we do have a tendency to get caught. I mean, that's why soap operas were so popular. You know, I mean, we do like to follow the drama. It is like a big soap opera. And only, you know, it might be and seem like a soap opera, but there's so much more at stake.
They talk about the deep state, and there is a deep state, and it's been going on for a long time, and it has been exposed now. But it's not somebody we can't see. It's all of those that are right in front of us, and I'm constantly blaming Congress. You know, presidents come and presidents go. We have good, we have bad, and but Congress is the one that makes the laws. The Congress is the one that breaks the laws. Congress is the one that spends our money. It's them, you know, and we tend to not watch them, or we tend to just look at the distractions, and not that this distraction isn't quite real. Because it is, it's not really, although he's the one that is the target, the bullseye, that they're shooting at, and it isn't just the Democrats at this president. It's the people who elected him. How dare we? How dare we try to, you know, try to change some of the things? Not that he's done everything right. I'm not ever even going to say that. But I do think he is the first Trump. The first president we've had that's tried to be hands-on and a working president. And they don't like that because they want to be the ones in charge. They're the ones that let President Barack Obama get by with everything. They're the ones that did that Iran deal. They just handed it over. They didn't care. They're the ones taking money. Biden's not the only son with the only child that's getting rich off of things. There's several of them in Congress, probably the majority of them, that are doing that. Their children are lobbyists making tons of money, and the American people are suffering. And I'm going to turn that over to you because I know that you understand what's going on, and it is hard to see through it all.
It is hard, and, you know, to me, everything is still the same. We talk about deep state. It's recognized as deep state. But what we talk about the deep state, and you hear so many reference to deep state, it's just, it doesn't mean anything anymore. Oh, it's a deep state. Well, you know, it's still there. The deep state is just the front line.
And it's still active.
It's still active. It's just the front line. I mean, it's so much deeper than that. But yet this is, you know, the amount of truth that, you know, that the people can handle. We've caught on to the buzzword of deep state. And it's kind of lost what it really means anymore. And you're right. It's still going on. And, you know, and I'm sorry, but these are all distractions. Yes, I understand everything that's going on, and you're right. You're absolutely correct. There's all kinds of sons and daughters going on in politicians that get the benefits. And, I mean, we could probably sit here and, you know, come up with 100 of them.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but, and what happened, it's still going on. It's not stopping. And is it exposing? It's only exposing it to those who already know that it's going on. So
the others aren't looking yet.
They don't care. They don't care.
Well, could it be, to take a line from the old movie, I hear music coming on, you can't handle the truth. Could it be a situation
it
of
is.
That?
I
because
do.
Sometimes
believe
I don't.
That.
Sometimes I'd rather be the ostrich and stick my head in the sand or
absolutely.
Go somewhere else and not sit here and have to deal with it, you know, every night and every day. You
I'd
gotta watch
be at the
it.
Beach.
You gotta. Oh, yeah, I would too. I know you're wearing your flip flops. I'm so jealous. We're heading into a break. We're going to open up the phone lines at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. We're visiting today with Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading, a longtime sponsor of the show. Visit her website, dgscoins.com, or give her a call in the office and see how you can protect your family. 1-800-375-4188, and Melody and Beth Ann will be right back.
Melody Cederstrom, and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting with Melody Cederstrom today, and I'm going to talk about a little bit real quick, and then I want you to get on to what's really going on in the gold and silver markets and such. But the one thing that Congress can seem to do without having too many arguments, and that is spending our money. And they've done that over and over and over again. A week ago, while everybody's chasing the impeachment, they signed another spending bill, and that's only going to be temporary until November 21st, and then they'll have to do it again, and we'll hear all the clamor and the clutter and everything about it. It'll be another omnibus bill, and they'll do it again. They do it every single year. They spend more and more and more money. Well, just on a smaller scale, and I've got this here somewhere, Portland, Oregon, this guy has decided that they should remove the urinals from all the men's bathrooms. Now, I think it's kind of comical on one side of it, but it's going to cost Portland taxpayers $195 million. But he thinks it's the right thing to do because it makes some of the transgenders uncomfortable. Well, there's always a choice in the men's bathroom. It's not that I make a habit of going in the men's bathroom, but they've always had a choice of the stool behind a door or the urinal. So, you know, I'm thinking, they got a choice already, but no, that's not enough. He's going to spend $195 million to remove all the urinals and put in regular bathrooms. And they're going to, by the way. So now, you know how we've always been jealous of the men's bathrooms because the lines are not big there? Well, guess what? On one hand, they're going to feel our pain because they're going to have to wait to go.
Well, doesn't it make the regular men uncomfortable with not having a urinal?
I don't know. They're going to have to wait. It's going to make them wait, that's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, so you're accommodating one group of people and making the other group that you're taking, you know. So it's, you know what? If this is our biggest problem, I wish this was the biggest problem in this country.
I wish
but
too.
But to spend $195 million, as you said, taxpayers' money, on something so stupid.
It is stupid. There's no doubt about it.
Of that state should be outraged, but they're probably not.
Well, this is just one building. If they decide to do it to other buildings throughout the city.
It's just one building?
Yeah. That's my understanding. It's in the chief, it says in an email, the chief administrator officer, Tom blah, blah, told his city employees, "We will continue to have gender-specific male and female multi-stall restrooms that are readily available to any employee that refers to use one. But there will be no urinals in any restroom in the building." He's convinced that he's doing the right thing. And it's it says the building's first, third, and 15th floor will have large multi-stall bathrooms that men and women will still use together. So,
you know, when I was in Greece, I had to use the restroom. We were at a little cafe, and it was really bizarre because they had the bathroom on the lock. I mean, there was a lock on the bathroom door, and, you know, I'm trying to get through the language barrier and things like that. And after I figured out they were telling me that I had to unlock the door, I walk into this little room, and there was urinals. And then behind there, it was the same room, but there was another door. You had to go past the urinals to get to the door, and you open that door, and there was the toilet for women. So, okay. So you couldn't lock the door going into the urinal section, so you just had to lock the door where you went in. And while I'm in there, men were coming in and using the bathroom. And it was really uncomfortable.
Yeah, I think so.
And, you know, they knew I was American, and, you know, so I think they did it unintentionally just to, you know, because when I walked out, there was a group of men sitting at a table, and they all had this, you know, funny-looking grin on their face, you know. So
let's make the cute American woman blush.
I did. So, you know, it is uncomfortable, and it's. But that's their culture, that's their customs, that's what they do. So it's no big deal. But that's not why they do that, because of the transgenders and so forth. And it is like, it's just so, you know, it's just so bizarre anymore.
It is, and it's the purpose that they're doing it. That's really part of it. We do have a caller, Neil from Illinois. He wanted to back up and talk about the deep state, which we were referring to earlier. Neil, how are you doing?
Urinals, Neil?
He didn't want to talk about you.
Well, actually, I was watching Bob's Burgers, and the little boy was trying to protect this $14,000 urinal that could talk and everything. And eventually it went back to its owner because it was stolen. But, no.
A talking urinal. I guess he certainly had stories to tell.
Well, I think that's Congress, actually.
Okay, let's get back to the deep
state. Talking urinal. But, if you ever have read The Invisible Government by Dan Smoot, mm-hmm.
I haven't read it.
Well, he self-published it. He was an attorney here 22-year veteran of the FBI, and he exposed what he called the deep or the invisible government. It's actually run completely in every bureaucracy. There is a member of the CFR, or many members, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
That does not
surprise
me.
And that is the deep state.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's a branch of it. CFR is a branch of it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they
That's just the second level. There's, it goes so deep.
It does.
You know, even Eisenhower, I read, I've got the books here. And I thought he was a straight-up guy. He passed the AUC, the Atlantic Union Charter, on September 7th, 1960, before Kennedy. And I said, why would he? I mean, he gave us some of the best prosperity back in the 50s, you know.
Right.
And how he could go for something so leftist is beyond me, you know.
Yeah. Well, you're right, Neil. And we are, you know, I think the majority of American people, and including me years ago, you know, we just didn't want to hear that stuff. Oh, that didn't happen. Oh, that's not what's going on. But we can see definitely that it is exactly what's been going on. Whether it's this name or this department or that department, we know that the Council of Foreign Affairs has invaded. Or foreign relations,
like
I guess.
It's like Adam Whitetop used to say, change the name, but keep the plan the same.
Yep.
That was that's the motto of the Illuminati.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
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 Absolutely.
And that's the father of CFR. So that goes back to Washington State.
And in my opinion, that's one reason they hate Trump. It's not because they hate his policies or anything so much as the fact that
he's not one of them.
Part of it. He's not part of it. And I don't think he knew what kind of can of worms he was getting in. Maybe he did. I don't know. But I just can't imagine. I appreciate it, Neil. Thank you so much for bringing that
You're
up.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you, Neil.
You know, Melody, but there's still hope. You know, I don't want people to think, well, this has been going on so long. How are we ever going to fight it? And I don't have all the answers, but I do believe that the answer is in our prayers, and I have failed. I have felt led to do this, and it's kind of a dangerous thing to do on the air. I was telling you that in a text. You know, it's kind of dangerous to be so bold on air, on the radio, on a talk show, a conservative talk show, and start going off on prayer. But he is the answer. And people that are, not that we always follow him as we should, but those who are trying to, I wish you would pay attention, because Melody's got some good, she's a good, honest person. She's got the gold and the silver, and we're going to talk about that when we come back. I hear the music, and you're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a sponsor of this show. I ask you to use her for your gold and silver needs at 1-800-375-4188. And Melody and Beth Ann will be right back.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business. Grow common sense. And together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to Beth at csctalkradio.com.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the Range. CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We've talked about a lot of things, and we're going to get back down to the crust of it all, and that is our economy. That is, again, we're going to blame Congress or a deep state or whoever you want to blame, but they took our currency, they made it into fiat dollars, and then they took the backing of the gold and the silver from it, and, you know, it's all gone to you-know-where in handbasket since then, and if they just keep spending. And Melody understands more about how that economic works or doesn't work, how it is deceitful and how they manipulate things. So we're just going to kind of talk about that a little bit. I'm going to turn it over to Melody as far as what's actually going on right now with the gold and the silver and the economy.
Well, there's a lot of things going on, again, that's being covered up. I mean, you have the Dow down another 451 points right now. It was down yesterday over 300. There was pressure on gold and the precious metals. Dollar was getting a little bit strong. But there's a big reversal. Gold's back up to $1,500. It's up $20 right now. Silver's up 34 cents at $17.65. And the pressure on the dollar is, you know, still 99.05. So there's a lot of things that are going on. And I know there was a jobs report that came out today that from the ADP And I don't think I have that. I did have it in front of me, but then I'm looking around for news during the breaks, and then I lose what I wanted to,
I understand
you know,
how
the
goes.
Numbers that I wanted to see. So, you know, the jobs report from ADP wasn't as good, and it certainly this all shows, and it hasn't been, and it certainly shows another weakening in the employment sector. So the government's numbers come out on Friday, so we'll just have to wait and see where that's going to be. And there's just so much going on. And you know what? We can all point fingers and blame and everything, but the fact of the matter is it's happening. And yesterday we talked about the GM strike. I mean, that is beginning to, you know, beginning to filter through the economy. Now the Dow is plunging 500 points. Private payrolls rose by 135,000 in September ahead of the Dow Jones estimates for 125,000. So that brought the monthly average for 2019 down to 145. A year ago, it was 214. And everybody's going to say, well, you know, you expected to see employment soften because we're at full employment and so forth and whatnot. But the fact of the matter is, you know, these are jobs that are not being created. And I think you're going to, you know, see a lot more losses beginning to creep into the economy. When you look at the retail sector, when you manufacturing, the numbers came out yesterday about the manufacturing. It dipped to the index, dipped below 50. If I recall, it was like 47. Anything below 50 is a contraction in manufacturing, and it's a big deal. And, you know, you're going to see all these numbers beginning to filter through, and we're going to begin to see job losses, layoffs. Is that going to happen by the end of this year? I don't know. If anybody puts dates on when things are going to happen, to me, they don't know what they're, you know, they might know what they're talking about, but they're just trying to enforce that they know more than everybody else. And I think the smart people are those who come out and say, we don't have dates. But this is the facts. This is what's happening. And we are, is it anybody's fault? I mean, sure, we can point fingers at Congress. We can, you know, if, you know, everywhere. But the fact of the matter is, we didn't have a strong economy to begin with. And it's all based on stimulus, global economics, global economies, stimulus, stimulus, stimulus. Nothing is functioning on the true fundamentals of anything. It's not a reality. And, you know, I agree maybe some stimulus is always needed, but not to the degree and not to every country in the world. And we are so interconnected. Everybody points fingers at, oh, you know, the global markets are bad or the United States is good. It can't be. And if it is, it's temporary.
Right.
Because we're so globalized.
Well, and I think that's a good point, you know, that it's not just us, although I'm more concerned about us than I am them, but it's all connected, and it isn't just us that are putting up with some of the issues with the fiat dollars and the manipulation that the big bankers are doing.
I mean, they're pumping now, you know, up until October 10th. They're pumping, you know, the Federal Reserve is pumping probably $500 billion. They'd say billions, but I say $500 trillion so people can realize just how much, you know, $500 billion is. It doesn't seem as bad as a trillion, but it is. It's $500 billion. And it's just amazing what's going on. And, you know, I started reporting on this, you know, a week or so ago before they, well, I guess it started happening last week. And all the cracks are widening.
Yeah.
And,
right.
I mean, it's, you know, to some degree, if you want to be positive about something, I'm glad the cracks are widening. Because we can't fix anything as long as they continue to put Band-Aids on it. So, hey, let those cracks widen and fix it. The question is, do we have the politicians in D.C. that know how to fix it or would choose their right options?
I would say no one in Congress.
No one in Congress, no one in Senate. No.
No.
I mean, just because the Republicans rule the Senate doesn't mean that they're there knowing what to do, that they would do the best thing.
They're doing the same thing the Democrats are doing.
They can't. They don't say anything about it, and I think they're doing everybody a disservice. And it just goes to show you that they're more concerned about their positions than anything else.
You know, I have the 11 of them.
Those quiet. Yeah.
You know, the 11 of them that voted against the president, many of those voted against him the first time around. And we've seen what many of them are doing. They just stand there and don't say anything. You know,
I'm not talking just about voting against the president. When's the last time anybody came out and said anything about anything?
Well, voting against the people, let's put it that way, like the spending bill that they did a week ago. You know, they're not trying to help anybody. And it's like you said, they can't stop spending.
No, they can't. I mean, it's just like anything else. When things get so bad, you just throw bad money down the rat hole. And that's exactly what they're doing. Because they're not throwing it into anything. I mean, even the tax cuts. Hey, we can all think it was just a great deal, but you can go back to Ronald Reagan. The tax cuts was modeled after, and that's all we heard. It's as bigger than Ronald Reagan's tax cuts, and it worked for a year and a half, and then he ended up with 123% increase in the debt. That's exactly the same thing that's going to happen. It doesn't change. If it happened then, it's not going to be better this time.
And they know it. You know, they sat there and they allowed it. When President Barack Obama ran for president, he was going on and on about how terrible that debt was with Bush, and then he doubled it or almost tripled it. Is that correct?
Yeah,
is that
it was all Wall numbers? Street and the bankers.
Yeah,
that's where the control is at. The Wall Street and the bankers.
Yeah.
Multinational corporations. That's who controls things. You got corporate welfare. Nobody talks about these things. So things can't get fixed until those items are addressed. You know, you want to look at our government, you may as well look to Wall Street and the banks. You know, they're the ones who control everything because it's all about the economy. And we've never had it's been a long time since we've had a bad day, a truly, truly bad day in America. Mm. Financially. Sure, we can look to the Great Recession. That hurt a lot of people. And they did. You know, they had the too big to fail. You know, they've all got bailed out. So,
a little bigger band-aid.
You can debate both sides whether it was good or bad that they did that. You know, but.
Well, we're going into the break. When we come back, let's talk about how people can get started or increase their gold and silver by using discount gold and silver trading. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. Melody and Beth Ann will be right back.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food, coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stubert didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today, What If Things Were Made in America Again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home. Made in America is more than just a slogan. It's a brand we all look for to better this nation's economy. Liberty Tabletop is the brand of Sherrill Manufacturing. The only manufacturer of flatware in the United States of America, Liberty Tabletop creates high-quality flatware at a competitive price using the finest quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. Oh, and by the way, the steel they use is also made in the USA. The steel is tested for lead and other toxic trace elements, so you bring to your family a safe and pure product that will last for generations. Setting your table is an important part of every meal. The patterns you choose say something about you and your family. Bringing America home with LibertyTabletop.com or go to my website, csetalkradio.com, and click on their link. Call Liberty Tabletop at 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. LibertyTabletop.com. We have returned to listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're in the final segment of today's show. We're visiting today with Melody Cederstrom. She's a sponsor of the show, a longtime sponsor, and we appreciate her so much. Because of her, we are still here. You can reach her at 1-800-375-4188 to get started with your gold and silver or to increase your gold and silver portfolio. That's 1-800-375-4188. Visit her website, dgscoins.com. That's dgscoins.com. If you can't remember it, go to my website and just click on the big old icon that I have there that says Discount Gold and Silver Trading. You know, Melody, we've talked about a lot of things, and I started out with, you know, evil is never going to go away, but we can still be prepared. We can still take care of ourselves. We can still do what ever we have to do to survive for our families and to be good stewards. That's the word I'm looking for, good stewards of our own. And I know that you recommend an 80-20. That's what you say that you do with your gold and your silver. And so I want to turn it over to you and let you do some bidding for your company and for gold and silver. And let's see what we can get help America to get at least squared away in that respect in their lives?
We're not financial planners. When I say 80-20, it's a rule of thumb. It's a place to start. And I have 100% folks that are, in silver. I have, 100% folks are in gold. You know, it's a wide range. And the key thing when you're purchasing gold and silver is what's suitable for you. The key thing is to get out of those fiat currencies, like fiat currency, and get into something that's real. Protect your purchasing power. It really is as simple as that. You shouldn't chase yields. I mean, it's good to speculate into silver, because of that much higher percentage gains that you'll see, but always have a strike price so you know when you're going to trade it for gold. You're going to trade silver for gold. And when you get into gold and silver, have a plan, just like anything else. That way you don't get caught up in these special pitches when people are trying to sell you an ounce and a half where silver has to go to $33 in order to just to break even. And that's how, what happens to us. You know, we listen to some of these pitches. We think it's the greatest thing possible. But if you have a plan, and your plan should be investing and in protecting your purchasing power, you really can't go astray and know the product that you're buying. Know what it's doing. Know how it's going to perform. Understand the ups and the downs. So, and always give us a call, and we'd be more than happy to go over your various portfolios. If you've purchased somewhere else and you want to know if you have a good position in the various coins and so forth, call us. Because there's a lot of dealers, and usually the big places, the ones that you see advertised on TV and all that kind of stuff, they're the ones that will sell you anything at high prices just to get your trade. They don't care if you're well-positioned and you have the right thing that's going to work for you. They don't sell for what's suitable for you.
And then they keep calling you.
And they keep calling you. We're the lowest-key dealer in the country. You know?
And I think that's attractive in and of itself, just that you're not going to hard pressure anybody. You're there for them. And she does buy and sell, so she's there for you. She's not going to hound you.
Exactly. But that doesn't mean that we're not going to contact you if we think it's important.
Oh,
and that's the difference. If dealers are calling you to buy, sell, or trade, they don't have anything else to do, or they have a boiler room telling you to do something.
Mm-hmm.
They're not calling you for your best interest. So be careful of that. And like I said, we'll tell you when, we'll call you and let you know the best to our ability when things, when there's something that you need to know. And of course you can always tune into our radio program on my website, dgscoins.com. Go to the radio page. We're live at 4 o'clock, or you can listen to the archives. But I do have a little package here today, and it's the same one that I've brought to your listeners, for years. 20 Silver Eagles. And those are 2019s. We have a 1/10 ounce American Gold Eagle. This includes your shipping, and your total is $588. Now, instead of the 20 Silver Eagles, if you'd like to switch those out for $30 face value of 90% silver, we can do that for you also, and it's the same cost, $588. You can get the 1/10 ounce American Gold Eagles with that 90% silver, and that also includes your shipping costs. So the only difference is you have a choice of Silver Eagles or 90% silver. The cost is $588 for both packages. If you buy the $30 face value 90% silver with a 10th ounce American Gold Eagle, because it is a little less expensive than the Silver Eagles, you actually get an extra ounce. So if you figure out how many ounces you get with a $30 face value, you'd actually get 21. So you get an extra ounce in there for the same price of $588. So hope that wasn't too confusing.
Nope. Well, only to me, because I always am confused, but that's okay. It's 1-800-375-4188. I've bought the packages before, and I really like them. She does an excellent job. We had somebody asking a while back, and you answered that question last week, I think, about how it gets delivered and worried about things in the mail. But 1-800-375-4188 to get this package or to talk about something else. Maybe you want something different. 1-800-375-4188. And it's a good package, Melody. You always put a good one together, and I appreciate that.
A nice little beginner package, and you can buy one of these, 10 of these, 50 of these if you'd like. And you know, and you're right, if you're going to buy 50 of these packages, then I'd probably recommend that you get some 1 ounce coins, just so, because the smaller you go and the size of your gold, the more you're going to pay. Although, you know, some people don't have, you know, to be able to buy 10 or more ounces. So this is a nice little package to begin. My only, you know, stay away from grams. I mean, they're beginning to pop up again now that the, you know, people promoting grams. Stay away from the grams, ladies and gentlemen, please. Give me a call and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Because you're actually paying more for your gold. You actually pay more for your gold with the gram than you would buy purchasing a 1/10 ounce American Gold Eagle.
All right, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For more information, she talks about this every day on her radio show. Go to DGScoins.com, click on Radio Live. She's live at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. And we appreciate everything you do. We really do. And I thank you for being a sponsor of today's show and of the show and keeping us here. It's all we can do to hang together as good Christian people should and reaching out to others. Thank you, Melody, so much. I appreciate everyone that's listened today. Give Melody a call at 1-800-375-4188. Do what you can for yourself, your family, your community, and let's all work together and bring America home.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for companies that stay with us through thick and thin and pain. Join us as we celebrate the companies who support this nation, support CSC Talk Radio. Our All American Market page hosts companies who are now affiliates and sponsors of CSC Talk Radio. My Pillow, McCall's Candles, Liberty Tabletop, and there's more to come. Whether you contact them via website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. These companies have endured the economic storms of bad trade policies and U.S. regulations, and they have earned your business. They take pride in their products. So visit the new webpage, csctalkradio.com, and click on the All American Market button. That's csctalkradio.com, All American Market button. And always use the promo code BethAnn.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of 4 consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the Range.
What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food, coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stewart didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today, What If Things Were Made in America Again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home.